The opposition aims to win the elections. That was the firm statement made by Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, during a televised nomination of Hezbollah's candidates for the June parliamentary elections. Nasrallah declared the names of 11 Shiite members of Hezbollah's parliamentary bloc, known as the Loyalty to the Resistance bloc, who are to stand for election. The Christian and Sunni members of the bloc are still to be named. Stressing that the party is not interested to increase the number of Hezbollah's legislators, he added that a victory for the opposition is a national goal.
The upcoming election is very important. The opposition had said that it is not fateful. The opposition's gain in parliament keeps the door strongly open for a national coalition government. If government loyalists win the majority, this means the door will be closed for a partnership within the government.
This comes as head of the future bloc, Saad Hariri, had previously stated that if the opposition gained the upper hand in parliament, the once ruling 14th of March will not take part in a unity government. Analysts say Hariri's refusal to take part in a unity government will block efforts to create partnership between both sides.
It has happened before when the 14th of March coalition controlled the government without national consensus, withstanding the voices of a large group of Lebanese. However, the spirit of the Doha agreement is still somewhat controlling the flow of the election campaigns and might help in the formation of a unity government.
All sides will be announcing their electoral policies in the days to come. Though Hezbollah has the upper hand in southern Lebanon, the 14th of March have the upper hand in most areas in Beirut. But it is expected to be a very tight draw, and its results could have dire consequences in a country that is set to have a pivotal role in the region. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.